try to cover some of the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. Then Rosh Hashanah is a minute to make Shechiyonah. So we make Shechiyonah the first night, and we make Shechiyonah on the second night. Our meaning is bad, and some of the fruits of Rosh Hashanah we don't eat during the whole year. So we make Shechiyonah on them. On the first day, we don't eat really the fruits from the Shechiyonah. Because the Kiddush, we have Shechiyonah on the Kiddush. The woman needed, because they were Yotzei. But Be'etzem on the first night, Be'etzem the Shechiyonah is from the Kiddush. The second night already, that is a shayla of Yalocha, if you can bring Shechiyonah or not. So that's clearly so we're makbir to have a pri chodosh. So like this, we can make Shechiyonah. So you bring fruits to the table and you make them Shechiyonah. That's in the etzim de Yalocha. Lechaure, we'll see in a second. We put the fruits on the table, we make Shechiyonah on the Kiddush. And we say that we also might see the payers. Why the payers have to be on the table, really? Because Be'etzem, we're doing Shechiyonah on the Kiddush, we're going to eat the fruits much later. So what is the Hetta? When we say that the main sheet is that the Iker Shechiyonah is Be'etzem B'Sha'as Ha'iyyeh. Why is it we don't have such a simcha b'sar b'sha'as ha'ri'yeh? So we make it b'sha'as d'achila. But here, really, we make it b'sha'as d'ri'yeh. So not so much b'chol o'ch is b'ri'yeh. Yem Sheni, the Kiddush of Sheni, Yilbash Beged Chodosh, or Maniach Pri Chodosh, Ra'ino Shechiyon. Ve'im Elo, Im Kozeh Yemo Shechiyon. So, not only Shulchan Aruch is, he Maniach Pri Chodosh. He puts down a Pri Chodosh, and he makes a Shechiyon. Now, the Aruch is, when a person sees an elephant, he makes Mishana Abriyas. When he sees a monkey, he also makes Mishana Abriyas. In our days, Lemaisa, we don't make the bracha. Most people don't make the bracha. There's a lot of reasons. The main reason is that elephants and monkeys today are not strange things. Everyone knows what is a monkey. In the old days, It was a king that had a monkey. It was a king that had an elephant. Nowadays, everyone is shana weirs. There's more reasons. But in the old days, the halacha given that when you see a monkey or elephant, you make shechiyot and you make mishana bris. So someone went to the chazanish. He told the chazanish, he's going to the zoo. He wants to know if to make mishana bris twice when he sees the elephant and then when he sees the monkey. Or not. As if someone eats apples and oranges, he can make one or eight. Here he wants to make one Mishana Brias to be Moitzi inside the elephant and inside the monkey. For a Shechita, a person shechts 20 animals. Makes a Shechita, he doesn't have to make a bracha on everyone. And the Chazanish told him that he can't be Moitzi the monkey with the Mishana Brias of the elephant. He has to make one Mishana Brias for the monkey and one Mishana. Why? So the Chazanish told him, you can't make a bracha and behemoth. You make ala shechita. So the answer, you could patter all the behemoths with the same bracha. But every bracha has ala shechita. Now if you would go to the cow number 152, you can make ala shechita. To the cow number 183, you can make ala shechita. Mashengim mishana abriyas, the bracha is when you see a strange animal. Because you didn't see the monkey, you're not chayim mishana abriyas. It's not monkey tov bracha. Eitz, all these fruits need a bracha. So I can make eitz now and patter all the eitz. But she'engel mishana abriyas, before it happened, I can't make a mishana abriyas. I'm very glad this morning. The mail. If someone comes to someone else's house on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so basically on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to have the Shechiyona on the table. Because on the first day, you can make Shechiyona B'Shas Kiddush. The Moshe never had to remind him yet. If you don't put him on the table, so they will not use in the Shechiyona. So when you come again to the table, you will have to make another Shechiyona. But if you meet a lot of times in the second day, you have guests. By then, they never, the first day they ate in yeshiva, the Bechal didn't have no payments. But you already ate in the first day, so you don't bring it for the Shechiyona. For the Shechiyona, you bring the chweiz, or star fruit, chweiz, yeah? But the guest can be ate with Shechiyona because he didn't see it. So the Mele, even if he had a das, he would have to make a bracha again. Not saying you have to make a bracha before you have, but you're suffering brachas. The Eishel Avraham, the Muchacha, brings down that you have to make Shechiyona again. And says that the Ben Ish Chayim, Chayim Noyes, Mesupik in it. So on the Bnei Bais, you could say maybe they started already in the kitchen. So they have a radio bed, but the guests never saw it. The most was very big in yeshiva, and most bochim eat in yeshiva. And they tell you, shashana. So the kiddush, a lot of people, they go near the guy that makes kiddush. They come down to the dining room, they didn't see the fruits yet. Yeah, I don't know what to say, but they didn't see nothing yet. Now they hear shachiyon and b'shas kiddush, they go to their place. And Rosh Hashanah is v'yaniach al ha-shulchan. Mishabur, v'mi sheyesh le pri chodosh, k'sheyagi al ha-shechiyonu, yoich ha-zatiro ish b'yodem. Mishabur, brings down, v'chein isho b'yodem shen isho Rosh Hashanah, tilbash beged chodosh o'taniach peiris. איש הוא בקס הדוקבים שהייתי לו שבגד חודש אוי תניח פרי חודש brings down the Mount Ephraim, at its side, the other person makes Shechiyona and Kiddush, he has to eat the fruits before Amoitzi. We bring down the Rosh Hashanah and did like that. Why is it the meaning is that we do it in the middle of the Suda? When we come to Koin, so the Maisa by us, the Moshe Danoshim, and the second day, they put the fruit on the table. Not enough that she knows that it's a fruit. Shmuel Shabbos Girchosa told me he never saw no one does. I know that in Gul, the Moshe, you know, you're married, it's a Droche, Mavrich. So one of the things the Mavrich says in Gur is to remember Rosh Hashanah to tell the wife to put the fruits. The part of the Messiah, the Chosn Shmuz, this is the part of what they tell the Chosn. I thought could have been Chosin, thank you, because the husbands go to the non-home, so they should have the husband would. So, but ladies, it's maybe easier. The reason that some ladies didn't know it is because they bought the fruits. So this could be till 2000. Now our generation, they make orders on the phone, and the boxes come, and the lady that helps in the house puts it in the closet. It could be that the lady never saw it before. So now, though, you really have to be mindful of it. Or if you have guests. Now, we have to know about it, that the halacha is legabit kiyah shayfa. You're making shechiyona the second day or not. The Ramos says that you save the second day. Shavuot says, but it's better to have a beged chodesh. I was in a shul somewhere. The Baal Tekeh never had a beged chodesh. As much as a maizeh, you can make a bracha even without that. But the Rav told him, listen, I have a fruit in my house. I said, davening, you come to eat the fruit. I told the Rav, it was the first mistake. Out of the first year, you already made a mistake. Because he never saw the fruit. So he can't be moitzi with Shechiyon. The Rav just, no, we don't stop, we should go. Yeah, he mechavan and pri chodosh. And there's mashma in Mogen Avrom. Mogen Avrom says, Shabbat Tekeh, Yibash Beged Chodosh. Why the Mogen Avraham didn't mention it was also an option of Pri Chodosh? Why only says Beged Chodosh? So, if he's in shul, he doesn't have it. And if he's in the house where he saw it before, and he already made Shechiyona. That was in the old days. Why doesn't say Rei Bosh? If he's in shul, he never saw it. And he will tell someone to come to his house. The Shmir Shabbos of David was not masculine. He was not masculine. His whole chazanish can have a das. Says the Mishnah Berurah brings down Shabbat Tekeh, he got an oy beged chodosh and pri chodosh. That's the Mishnah Berurah. So he has a shayla. אם חל ימי של בשבת אין שכיון בשפע בירם שם. אפשר לנו לאן ואפילו אם חל בירם חול. ואין נסיע יצר. אפילו בלי בירם בחול שלו, ובירם אין יצר מתקיע שלנו. כל מיני, תתחיל את אמש אימא שתקיע בגד חודש בשריפה. אז המשתבור אותה כסס, דן בוגן נברו בשעה אחרי בגד חודש בשריפה. But the beginning he speaks about the פרי חודש, מחצת השקל. Well, who has a פרי חודש in שום? It says, אף על פי שאין לו פרי חודש, אבל בגד יקבל שחיון. The master of the kid, he looked good in Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't say that. So I'm saying, Lekatchila is the Indian of the Baltakir has to rely on the Prichodosh to get in the Prichodosh to Shul. And Kiddush on the second day is to have it and to see it. And again, if someone wants to be Yoytze, he has to have it Mishas Kiddush. Forget it. I might as well bring down the Ksav Sefer, that it's better if you come to a place and you're scared that it'll bring over later the Prichodosh that you didn't. Forget to have it asked not to be yaitz the prayers that you don't know. And you'll make a shechiyon later. Because be'etzim to be yaitz the shechiyon of Kiddush is a shtickle with the Yemen. It's a shtickle with the Yemen to be yaitz the shechiyon of Kiddush. So forget, if you come to a place and you see that they didn't put out the fruits that you're planning to eat, have a das that you don't want to be yaitz. Forget, you can be yaitz later. Now, some people, this is really the shroom in Bnei Brak, they tie it that when you have a latkes party, it's a shtickl baya. What is a latkes party? That you make potatoes, make frankfurt, you make latkes, yeah? So you go, you make your mother, your grandmother, so you went on the latkes party? So they make all the latkes before, and they do it Turk Kedei. Turk Kedei, right? So the time when you made Bere Pre'adoma, the raw potato was not Bere Pre'adoma yet. So the Filich HaZanish could be, you can't be Moitzi. So it's not Muchach. I'm going to explain. The guy with the monkey, the Pshad is the Mechayev is the Re'ir. The guy with Shechiyonu, the Mechayev is the Re'ir. Maybe the Kozman, you didn't see it, you can't be Yitzu with that Mechayev. That is the time. But Sheikh can hear. But the Nusach of the Chazanish was, Masha'enkin ala Shechita, I could make the bracha now on everything. Here the Maizeh, I can make the Adoma on the raw potato. A raw potato is charcoal. Even if someone cooks a fruit, a cucumber, is charcoal. If you cook a carrot, you make Adoma because it's good both. Pri that you only could eat cooked when you eat it raw, it's shakur. This is a gemara in brochus. Desirable bits. One of the testament bits, but twice, shokas. There's not loch in the mele, you can't be moitzin. So I'm saying, the shalom, where is the ikalonus of the chazanish? That the shechiyonu, I can't be moitzin because. The Shechiyonu is the Re'ir Sapri. Kol Zman was no Re'ir Sapri. We eat, but the Re'ir is the Iker part. It was never Chal. The Re'ir was never Chal. On it. Now, as another Shaila, the Maise, Shum Zaman Rebbe Hanok Chabad, don't do this. Or Mechutzim Chabad. What is the first fruit you eat? Make a moitzi, you start the simon. What do you do first? What does it mean? What does it mean? You sure you have simon? What? Yeshiva. And Yeshiva was the first simon you had. Fish. No fruit, nothing? Like Kaddish Yeshivas. Well, I don't know what Yeshiva you are, so I'm not talking against that Yeshiva. But some people start with the apple. The apple, the honey, the nigulim of them. Hazenit Chabad also started. Yeah, Shmuzama said that's wrong. We know you have to make Brocha and Shiva Samimi the first day. So Shmuzaman says that the Maisa you have to make the Brocha and Shiva Saminim, and then you make the apple and honey. Chabad has a lot of reasons why you first make the apple and the honey. This is their meaning. But I never heard of Shita yet of the fish. That was really. It could be. If I get, you don't want to go into the. You don't want to machriya between Shazam and Chabad, you know. So, but now I'll tell you the truth. The fish you're allowed to eat before both. I will explain why. It's not bracha. Okay? The fish is no problem. A guy that will answer the apple, I'll tell him he's wrong. A guy that will say, the Rimoinim, I'll tell him Chabad, do against you. and the eight of the apple. They feel that this is the ikel, it's the ikel semen, and they have different chavif about the fish is no bracha. They're not allowed to eat the fish. So I'm saying there's no deed to start the apple before the fish. I'm saying. I mean, I guess we start with the fruit, and then the fish already goes, you know, falls into the suda already. But I'm saying the ikar shayla was not the answer what semen is first. No, what bracha? The bracha is in the fruit, and another fruit. There's a yirotzin chadish aleinu shara toivu mesuka. Some say with Shem Hashem, some say without Shem Hashem. You have to eat from the fruit before you make the bracha. Not allowed to be mafsik. It's a hefsek. But the evet also, if chas v'sholem it happened to you, you're allowed to be mafsik. I think Chabad did do it like a tchile. But I already mentioned that this year, I'm a rav, matashkol. So they put up a sign that, you know, you can come to the rav's house 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. And I sit down, the first knock at the door comes a guy, he's a student in the college in the area. He saw a sign, he goes to the rock, you know, where he lives, the place. Ohio left somewhere, yeah. So there poor, we go to the rock. So he came. So there was no one there. My family was not there, it was early in the morning, it was not really open the Gemara. I thought, no, about 3 hours people will come. But for the purpose of the show, they put up the time. I guess people will not have time, so it's not enough time. So they put it early, but anyway, the oil kind of got mamash on it. So I asked them if I could give him a l'chaim. He said, for sure. So I gave him wine to drink. He picks up the kois. Baruch ato Hashem, I can't remember if he loved me. I go for like, what do you want to say? He said, go, gain the aloha, and he drink. This is their meaning. It's exactly like the guy said, right? Same thing. Not the same thing. So my suffix was what I had to tell to make another hagafen or not. It's a hefsik or it's not a hefsik. He thought, he thinks that this is by them, if you don't say Layhudim, there's a Mishkan Purim. Purim is, you take a cup of wine, you say Layhudim, this is a skittish. It's a hefsek or not. So it's a big shayla. It's a big shayla. The guy that kiddushed there, the guy that put him a bit in the whole chuban, I don't remember now what was on the skull even. Over here, the ma'aseh says again, from Zalman says, I better not to say the hikrots until you taste the simonim. Over vile, the ma'aseh, it's a minik kadmoin. So the aloch is better than the kivayegel, the mosh, don't make psalmim. If it's a hefsek, she can drink the wine. I go for you do before. I go for him. I'm after. So the kiddush is a kiddush. Shana says she can drink the wine or not. If she taught and she has to, if it's a hefsek or not, this is alamo the shayla. If someone said words that he taught, Moses, gabel etura. It's not a hefsek, right? The person makes a moitzi, then he realizes that he didn't give to the animals. So Moses says, gabalatur is not a hefsek. Why? Because you're not allowed to eat. Shazan has a shayla. You said, gabalatur, and the guy goes back, they're dead. They died. So the ma'aseh was no head up to say gabalatur. But he told him he has to say gabalatur. Clears him from his arm, he has to make another moitzi. Or not? The guy says, salt. Tchilo, no, we just make it. Yeah? The kid goes to make salt. Pito, he finds the salt there. Let's make a moitzi again. Now I'm going to do this before a moitzi, but the guy's in a moitzi. Yeah, all these shyness. So, but here the maize is a chor, the tzuf, that in this case, avada, the maize, if you did not. If you said the yirotzim before you ate, the ma'aseh is not called the hefsek. It's not called the hefsek. The halacha is we say in Rosh Hashanah Hamelech Hakodesh veHamelech Hamishpat. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Zafim Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim, we say instead of Kel Hakodesh, מסי המלך הקודש, זה מלך הארץ, זה כמו מישהו, מסי המלך המשפט. What if you forgot and you said הקל הקודש? You forgot to say המלך הקודש. So the רמות פסקן זה למלך הקודש ידע ונגן. Go back. מלך הארץ, זה כמו מישהו, you don't know ונגן. Now we have to know, the Mechaber himself paskins that even in Melech Oyer Tzedok or Mishpot you have to daven again. Why I'm saying it? When we suffer, we don't. It's a suffering brachas, because Be'etzer we say Melech Oyer Tzedok or Mishpot. It's a stutzach mit Melech. Akel HaKodesh, HaMelech HaKodesh. Melech Oyer Tzedok or Mishpot, Melech HaKodesh. But people, a lot of people like, they know, so HaKel HaKodesh, you know, the very Machbit to Machbit, because you don't say it, HaMelech HaKodesh, you know, most people forget anyway, because you have to, it's Minagoyim, yeah? You have to know, that's a portion. It's a Sofi Brochus. Sofi Brochus not okay, but Lemaise, you have to know that it's a wrong thing to do. Now, the Mishtabur means that in Sharatziyut, the Chiddush of Reb Avrom HaBavli, HaBavli. It was the Rav in Vilna, at the time of the Goyim, he was the Rav. Chayodim brings, what would be if the person forgot the Melech HaKodesh in the first night in Davening? So he wanted to say that you don't have to go back. Azevi Alevi Yovo in the first night, Rosh Chodesh, by night, we don't have to go back. So the same thing here, the Melech HaKodesh, you don't have to go back. Zog Mishnah Berurah is not masculine. What this person daven? He said the whole davening of Rosh Hashanah, or he said a weekday davening? If he said a weekday davening, so he does not Tfilas Yontef. If he daven Tfilas Yontef, so it's Talmud Asasa. So mainly he doesn't see a mocking to the Chiddush of Rav Avraham HaBavli. So was that one back in the Basel of Fush, the first time that it came out in Tovshin Lamed Ches. So was that one said, but Nav Kimil Birkes Amos in the first night. If you got to say Yalav Yomar. I want to explain a little bit about this. Maisa, the first night of Rosh Hashanah has three crowns. One crown is the first day of Asas Mitzhu. Another crown is a Yom Tov. And another crown is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is, by night, we don't forget Yalav Yomer, we're not choisa. Why? Because ain't mekatshim sa chodesh balayla. So you write it, lemaise. So the Rav Bavli time, Rosh Hashanah is totally in Rosh Chodesh. Any yom, if it's already after Rosh Chodesh. But Rosh Hashanah, they didn't know. The whole Mishnah is Rosh Hashanah. They didn't know if it's Rosh Chodesh or not. So now they didn't know if it's Rosh Chodesh or not. So it's be'etzem like Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Hashanah understood. If this is what he understands, and this is the reason he says that if you forgot a Melech HaKodesh, you don't have to repeat. So what did you forgot? Yalav Yovo and Birkes Hamazon. Rosh Hashanah says he's Chodesh. Rav Avraham HaBavli didn't come and say that if you daven Leil Rosh Hashanah Tfilas Chol, you read it. Right? He said, if you forgot the Melech HaKodesh, the Torah says, it's Yom Tov. And Yom Tov is Yom Tov. It's what is Yalav Yomer. And Lechua Rosh Hashanah is telling the Rosh Chodesh. And then we catch him as a Chodesh Balayla. And we catch him as a Chodesh is a dinner Yalav Yomer as Rosh Chodesh. But in we catch him Balayla, so Be'etzem Balayla was never Rosh Chodesh. But Yom Tov is Yom Tov. No, HaMelech HaKodosh, he understood, the Gemara says, Ein HaKodosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Al Kiseh Din, Ad She Beis Din Mekad She Mesach Chodesh. The Melech was taken, he writes to Mefrei Et Yontef, this is clear, you're not allowed to do Melech by night, because Mefrei Et Yontef. You have to daven, you have to do the Sudas Yontef, and maybe you have to say Yalav Yomer. So the Melech Tzcha, the Melech Muzama says he's Chayzer Boy, and the Avraham HaBavli only said it Gabi HaMelech HaKodesh, or Gabi Birkes Amos, Gabi Yalav Yomer, you have to bench again, not even the Sofi, as he can pass the Muzama. Now, What if a person is misupik if he said Amelech HaKodesh or Amelech HaMishpat? So if you forgot Amelech HaKodesh, you chayzer. If you misupik, the halacha is you also chayzer. Why? Because we assume that you didn't say it. What happens in Rosh Hashanah? You daven. They say Bach Decho. He doesn't remember if he finished Amelech HaKodesh or not. Happens to a lot of people. You kill yourself. You have to quickly the second time, so what is the whole point? So you want to convince yourself that you said it, but maybe not. And one of these things, you're so nervous the whole Rosh Hashanah, you will forget the Melech HaKodesh after managing to pull a half an hour in the first bracha. Yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. Efshal de ein tzorich lasa. De ulai lo yishayich loimar beze hergel shel kol hashono. Mach masat yisefes. He says, maybe, when a person davens, we say he daven regular. But this person added the whole thing to davening. So if he added the whole thing to davening, so, fight the veil. Mishabu adri. Doesn't bring down the chayot, though. The end is all glazer. So the shaila is like this. They ask why the Shulchan Aruch didn't say it. What is the pshat that we should put? What, because he said it? We know a lot of people that can say the whole Rosh Hashanah. And can they say Akel HaKodesh instead of Melech HaKodesh? The pshat is not it's so partial. If a person has a suffix, we said Amelech HaKodesh enough, we tell him to bench him, to daven again. Why? We say, Chazok, and a person said the way he's used to saying. A person said the way he's used to saying. So the person didn't say Amelech HaKodesh, he has to daven again, and if he's Mesupik, he also has to daven again. Why? His stomach, he said it in the way that he's used to saying. So we don't say suffix brachas. And we assume that his stomach said it in the way that people are used to saying it. When he davened the Rosh Hashanah Dikat Tefillah, you're right that it's not 100% that he will say Amelech HaKodesh. But it breaks the anansadi that he said in the regular way. Now it's a suffix, suffix brachas. This is what Mishnah Berurah says. Ve'efshar. What do you mean ve'efshar? Not that he's not sure. He says, while a person, when a person is davening regular, so we tell him, we assume that he said a Melech HaKel HaKodesh, may they daven again. But Shaini, when a person said a whole tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, and Sefer, Chilchus Chag B'Chag, the Rina of Eliashiv, that if a person is makbid and he's to daven from a siddur, his suffix he doesn't have to. Also, the Buchacha brings down that if you send Micho Moicho, and when you send Micho Moicho, you say, okay, I have to remember also to say Melech HaKodesh today. And then in Pitam and Mir Yalavi Yavo, you're not so sure if you said it or not. The Eish Ravom says you could assume that you said it. These are locals you have to remember that happens a lot. Some of the Lumach Zoyim already bring down some of the halachas that makes it easier. No, we don't start with Kel HaKodesh because we have the same Baal Dechor.
That's after
Kel HaKodesh.
Before.
Mich Mardes
during
Beit Vassar? What? Mich Mardes during Beit Vassar? That's what the Eishin of Rav says. So during the week I didn't want to mention it. But I'm saying for sure you could be with Tzarev. Mishabu didn't bring down this shit. About it, the Maizi says if someone had a das to say, but the Mishabu says only if he remembers after davening. But he had a das in the beginning. But the Rosh Hashanah, if you send Micho Moicho, and also you davening from the Siddur, the Chmosa was davening from the Siddur, so the Pashas you could be saved.
Isn't this more because
it's
right next to each other?
What? Near each other, and already you start to be the Nusach HaTfilah. It's kind of small of Jerusalem, but a little bit better.
What?
You Right, so I'm saying, but you have the other things that are different at the same time. Now, there's a meaning erev Rosh Hashanah to be matir ledor. So before then, the ma'aseh is a meaning to fast erev Rosh Hashanah till chatzos. Some people are not aware about it, but I think today most people know. I think all the yeshivas, everyone is likely today to fast till chatzos. Someone is shvach. The shvach, the meaning is, most of them, I think all of the Torah are likely today to fast. נהגים לישר לישר ריש השונה שבו נהגים ביום ארל סריכס אפילו התינוקס מסעני והתינוקס לאו דווקא עוזרים הנאורים שהגיעו ליוד גימל לזוכו ביוד בייס שונה ונקבל The Mishnah says, "Ve'ein tzorich kabbalah." I will explain. Every time is a soul of the tables, not from the car. The Moshe, I think today in the Yerushalmi is made a tainis, and it was a gzeira. So they made a tainis. The Moshe, that tainis, if you want to join that tainis, you have to mekabel mivoyidya. Why? The tainis, there's no kabbalah, it's not called a tainis. It's called just not to eat. When the person decides to fast, it's gomish. He's not eating. You have to have a kabbalah. So the Mishnah says, this tainis doesn't need a kabbalah. So all of my life, I think almost all the years that I fast, I was never mekabel a kabbalah. Why you don't need a kabbalah? Shavuot doesn't bring down. Ve'ein tzorich kabbalah. Mogim me'avo. So there mitzayim here, that in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis, Shavuot brings down. Sivkot Mites. There's the halacha that every time it needs a kabbalah. Okay, I'm going to read it. יש אומרים שמי שרוגי להסעל את הסרסי מתשובה כיוון שאין רגילוס לקבל מתפילה אין הצורך להסעל את שמקובולים ואוהים לי מכוח מנהוג וגם הטיינס הוא רק לצור הבעלמה משום תשובה סתן אמין חלוי סטיינס ולפי זה אוהיסם הנהוג מסענס לאוהי לו ממחו של סליחס ואירו של שונה אין צריכים קבולה והשלומה כיוון שמקובולים מכוח מנהוג Zogt Rebeliashi. What if he's someone that is not used to fasting ever? So if you decide now, from now on, I'm coming from and I'm starting to fast, yeah? But not as long as you don't know, you want to be in 5 years of Chas V'Shalom, you go out to work and you know you have to be in the business. And, now when you're in risk, you'll fast. But they got to do it, you don't fast. But be a sailor, I'm saying. But the regular fast, they don't fast. Maybe just. Zakta Biliashi, you have to have a kabbalah. Since you're a buffer now, I'm not pointing out, but I could read, yeah? And then, he never heard about this thing. It's the first thing by him to hear that you fast, Rosh Hashanah. But he's planning to do it. You go from a yeshivish house, so you know it. But I'm telling you, it's people here that never knew about it. But now they decided to join it. They decided all of the life to join it, the man. But They go to the white chair. All the night they go, no, 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 no. Zotu b'liyashi, they have to make kabbalah. It's not as gomish. It's a huge chumrah. The Maizeh is told for two reasons. If the reason is, like Mishnah Berurah says, mikoyach min ha'ogam, but if the reason is that it's not a real time, it's the ikrabs as a tsar, Mishnah Avdechet, Machra Bizut Shuva. Now, as a meaning after that, we matter the Tori Be'er Rosh Hashanah. The Moker is Shalai Tshuva brings down the Matzim Roche, Hashem Neshach, Nagim Lassis, Atoras Nadorim Be'er. והרמז סוף טייבס לא יחל דבורי ככל היועץ מפיו יעשה לא יחל דבורי ככל היועץ מפיו או שסוף טייבס אל the end of אל זה דיבר למוזים Now, you have to know that the Torah's Nadorim is only Noeg and Nadorim that you're not aware that you have. But Nadorim, that you're aware that you have, is not a Torah's Nadorim. It doesn't help a Torah's Nadorim on them, only if you mefared the Nadar. You don't have to mefared to all the Shloisha, you can mefared to one of them, but then also you have to have a Pesach. Go to someone that knows the Halachas. Now, the meaning was that Ketanim never did it. Even Ketanim was smuchim leish. Because if you have a lot of sheep that's caught in Canaan, they can nether, and even if you can make a nether, you can cool up, you can make a nether. You can be matter the nether. Now, what would be if Shofar is chal, or Shoshana is chal b'Shabbos? So we don't blow a Shofar. Why? Gzeir Hashem yavirenu arba'am is b'shusso abim. So, Rav Kveger has a kasha. If the Gemara would say Gzeir Hashem Yoytzim Yerushus Yerushus, but Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Daladamas Yerushus Orab. Freid of Gveger, the Yerushalmi brings down the Ben Azai holds that Yerushus Orab is your only chayev if you jump. But if you walk, Ben Azai holds Hoylech Ke'oynedoi. So it's Akira Anocha, Akira Anocha. Afraid of more Yerushalmi, here in Mashkachas lo, Havor da Adabas Bushu Sorabi Ben Aza, Yen for Yerushalmi, Bekoifetz, Neshova, good job. Afraid of Kivei, so what is the Gzei Hashem when you have Yerushalmi da Adabas? It's Eino Imotsui. Okay, good job. If you would say Shema Yoyitzi, Shema Yoyitzi, but you don't say Shema Yoyitzi. What is the Shema Yerushalmi da Adabas Bushu Sorabi? Kivei, you blab Tzorichim. But the story that they say over is when Bleib Eger became a chassid. His father was Shlomo Misad Shiva and then they gave the maizen. When he came back home, his father spoke to him, there was no shaykh, you know? So they said, Shlomo asked him, Rebbe, zog me, what came out of the chassidus? He said, Chabateres of Zaydis Kash. Zayd Frecht. What is the Gzeir Hashem Yavirel Adar Damas B'shul Sorabim? Lefi Ben Azai, Hoylech Koim Adami. What is the Gzeir Adar? We'll go B'shul Sorabim, we'll jump. It's Eidei Shriach. But the Chassidim Alim, when a person is the way to do a mitzvah, it's very Shriach that they will jump Adar Damas. Chigilah Adateres of Zaydis Kash. That's the Nishkin Kash. When the way for the mitzvah is mostly that a person as a minig, not to eat a goizim, not to eat nuts. Now, the Rambam brings it down. It's a big, big shaila from when to when, chrein, it's one of the. It's the simani. Yesh medaktiv, shenoylecho legoizim. And the Rambam brings down two reasons. She'ego is begimatri echet. Ve'oid. Now, שאמר במקיחוי וניוי, הוא מבח לי מסתת תפילה, הוא יאית עוד, סטייס עם את מידתית, הוא ביזי מידי דהור דיין. זו איזה משלבוי. So it's two minutes. So some say everything that makes kichur v'nir, you also get. Some say no, it's only egois. Megillah is egoid urality, it goes on Samoel. Some people didn't eat till Ishamehabe, egois. For sure it's only for the reason of chet. If the reason of kichur v'nir is no reason. Now, the shadow, what else not? I want to explain. So, the ego is not because it's bad, it's a sin of chet. The Shulis of the Troy Goy says, that's the same way we eat simonim, ki simonim milse, ein mevashlin bishul shiyesh b'choymetz. You don't put vinegar. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, ve'ein mevashlin b'choymetz. ואין מבשלים בחוימץ. כל העניינים עושים לסימן טוב. פשיטה שיזור של היחס ביומים האלו. Don't get angry, because if you get angry, it's the biggest סימן. כל כולך סימן. זה לא במשלבור. So בעצם he only brings down חוימץ. Now, the shayla is, what is חוימץ? I'll say it's four groups. Finish with one, finish with סליחס. חוימץ is like lemon. Pickles, then you have sharp onions and brackets of putting chrein, then you have bitter chrein, and then you have something that doesn't have a taste. Why I'm saying that? When it comes to Pesach, we say that chrein is not sharp, it's molar, right? So we have to decide, it's sharp or it's bitter. We claim that chayin is bitter, not only sharp. Now, some say, no, you can't eat bitter stuff. Chayin is not. So some, I think most houses, I think the minhagim is that we don't eat chayin. Some people say, forget it's anigyot, it's gishmak with the fish. But most people don't eat chayin, some people don't eat chayin till Simchas Torah, or some till Shana Rabe, and some just till after Yom Kippur. Some people also mad with that, they eat pickles. How much onions all of us eat? Right? No, man doesn't eat onions. Okay, when they cook, they're not so sharp. The mice said the meaning is we put pepper in the fish, and you feel the fish. You don't put pepper, it's not gishmak. Even the Mogen Avraham said not to do. I'm saying, some want to say chaymetz is one thing, but sharp is not chaymetz. So pickles taka is a mokker natu, because it's chaymetz. But chayim, people are making. I'm saying again, I don't know exactly how the minhagim came, but the way I saw, again, I don't, I'm sure like I say every time in this shiur, that everyone thinks and everyone does like him. Like I said, when I asked the halacha shiur and chanukah, if you shut the light. 50% yield for sure. When you check chalit, you check the light. When you check, turn off the light. You turn off the light. When what? He says for sure not. He doesn't turn off the light. Now he taught till he came that everyone doesn't turn off the light. And you taught that the whole God's gonna slow. Why? Because the only place you know is your own house. Shoshone, not everyone is home. Those go home in yeshiva. Pesach, 99% of flies are home. So 50%, and we also shut off the light. Most of the Gdolim didn't shut off the light. And first time I found out, that was my Lama Shah. So I'm saying, but so I can't know the minhagim of every house. But what I know is eggs no one eats. Pickles people don't eat because the Maaseh Mogen Avraham said, Choymetz. for sure not because of vinegar. But again, the notion tzidkoni is a makbitak and not about vinegar. I don't know, my relative, the makbitak and about vinegar in the food, because she didn't want to have wrong. She didn't have a vashle in chayvitz. But I'm saying, pepper, everyone puts it. So we have to say that it's sharp, it's different. Chayim, again, I know some people eat, but the ikar minig is that the maise, we don't eat chayim.